Oblivious to the red dust kicked up by his trainers and sticking to the hem of his jeans, Aliu, scissors in one hand, paces between the heads of lettuce and chili peppers to prune some mint from wooden planters on the ground. He's a green volunteer at Gidjawai Hip Hop, a cultural centre with a strong focus on teaching urban arts and skills. The various courses on offer have proved a lifeline to many.
There was a time in my life when I wasn't on the right path. I used to steal, I drank, I sniffed solvent. But I got caught by the police and I did 3 months in prison. When I got out, G-Pop had just opened. A friend took me there and I met people who gave me options of what I could do to get some work.
The 34-year-old threw himself into all sorts of activities, aside from rap, DJing, photography or graffiti art. Other hands-on projects, like the vegetable plot, was an instant hit. It's not what you might expect from a hip-hop academy, but it is one of the most popular activities here because it offers a practical skill to develop one's own livelihood.
Hip-hop and gardening are interchangeable. For me, they go together. I never imagined that I'd be farming vegetables one day. Now that I know what I know, I have found my way and tomorrow will be okay.
As the midday sun is starting to sting, Aliu and his friends, a group of boys wearing the hip-hoppers' uniform, oversized T-shirt, caps and baggy jeans, take a break and sit together around a small stove waiting for their mint tea to bubble and froth. Gidjawai Hip Hop was opened in 2013 by one of the heavyweights of Senegalese rap, Fou Malade, also known as Malal Tala. A native of Gidjawai, a dusty Dakar suburb, he's a social activist, rapper and role model. Malal Tala helps young people find their way in a country where high unemployment often leads to delinquency. Pre-trial detentions can sometimes extend up to 5 or 6 years before the trial even starts. When they come out, former detainees need support and structure, he says.
Une personne il sort de prison. Retrouver sa famille ne suffit pas.
When a person leaves prison, going back to their family is not enough. It's important that this person has some structure. They need some space like here where they can meet and talk to people who have been through similar things while they get their bearings and find their place again in society.
Beyond music, dance or writing, which provides an artistic outlet, G-Hip Hop imparts positivity, collaboration and a mindset that if you want something, you need to work for it. Sende lives in the neighbourhood. With a purse tucked into her long skirt, she comes to buy her produce from the green volunteers every day.
It was a bit difficult because petty crime used to reign in this area, in this neighbourhood. But since they've arrived here now, it's more peaceful. I've gotten to know them from speaking over the garden fence. They are nice.
The improvements in the area haven't gone unnoticed. Babacar Gaye is head of the nearby college and passes by daily.
It's green. There's oxygen. I encourage this rather than abusive behavior. I congratulate them and have even requested they set up something similar on the other side of the college.
Despite being round-the-clock busy with album releases and concerts, Fou Malade still makes time for the people in his neighborhood.
Aujourd'hui, les gens parlent de réinsertion sociale. Je n'aime pas cette expression.
Today, people talk about social reintegration. I don't like this expression because young people have never been included. They've always been outcast. They've been in conflict with society because some stole, killed or wounded others to take what they had.
Fou Malade wanted to provide a safe place for young people in his neighbourhood to meet and put their energy to better use.
Il commence à comprendre, à s'ouvrir au monde, tout en restant aussi fier.
They begin to understand and open up to the world while remaining proud of where they come from and proud of what they are. We try to help them better understand the world around them and to become valuable to society and not a burden.
What may have started out as an urban cultural arts centre for disenfranchised kids has evolved into the heart beating to homegrown hip-hop of an entire community. For DW, Emmanuel Landais in Dakar, Senegal.